There's got to be some symbolism in that. I haven't figured it out yet, but we'll use it one day, I'm sure, in a sermon. Helen is our assistant in ministry. For those of you who don't know Helen Lentz, she's a seminarian, and she's doing great. We were talking about Bolivia earlier, and in the Spanish-speaking world, they call this night, they call Christmas Eve, Noche Buena. Noche Buena. I didn't do too badly there, Amanda? Bruce, I'm going to try this. Bruce and I were kind of fighting with the remote there during one of the... Oh, it's working. So we'll see how this goes and hope for the best. They call it Noche Buena, which means in Spanish, literally, good night. The good night. And it's a big deal. I have a couple of pictures of Noche Buena celebrations. There's one. There's a lot of food. Families get together. This all happens on Christmas Eve. It's big in the Philippines too, Gina and Grandma. I've heard this. They eat lechon. We're going to be having our own celebration, of course, after the service. There's not going to be lechon, that's roast pork, tonight, but maybe next year. I'm not getting the no signal. So God willing, we'll do that next year. We never got to be in Bolivia for Christmas, unfortunately, but I would like the opportunity. This sounds like a really good time. And someone has described it like this. It's like waiting for a treat, a surprise, a gathering where everyone is loved, accompanied, and no one knows for sure when the gathering will be over. Doesn't that sound good? Buena noche. The good night. How wonderful. The good night. Now, you may be saying, well, it's not really a good night for everyone, is it? And you'd be right. And if you're like me, you're a realist. And we're called to be realists, of course, in our following of Christ. And we know that it's not really a good night for everyone. There are people without homes. There are people who are on their own. There are people who are in the midst of mourning, a loss. There are people living in the midst of war and strife, whether it be civil war or war between countries. There are people who have been left by economic systems at the bottom of the heap, wondering if anyone really cares. And it may be easy for us to sit here tonight and talk about a good night. But I would ask the question, is it really? And what makes it good? And how could we call this a good night? And what would make this night, friends, truly good? And I'm going to answer that question. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. These were the words we read from the prophets of Israel. These were the words to the people of Israel in ancient times, a people whose kingdom had been divided. A people for whom the promises of God seemed far away. A people who had been invaded, their temple destroyed, their people deported, their people carried off into exile. They were a people whose land had been fought over time and time again as the competing empires of the day would roll through it. And these were the words that they heard. A child has been born to us. A son given to us. And the thing about the arrival of a baby is they tend to change things, to put it mildly. One might even say they disrupt things in the best possible way. Life is changed irrevocably with the arrival of a baby or babies. As we've witnessed, of course, this past year, over this past 12 months in Blythewood, we've experienced a bit of a baby boom, and it's been wonderful. And we know due dates, and we're told a due date, but we're not sure exactly when the child will arrive. There's a lot of uncertainty. And we prepare ourselves as best we can. And then it happens. And we say, welcome to the world. We say, welcome to your life, baby. We say, welcome to our lives. And everything changes. Everything changes. While they were there, the time came to deliver her child. The time came. And when it's time, it's time. It's called the midwife time. And people don't say call the midwife very often, I don't think, with a lot of calm. Although it's possible, depending on your disposition. Call the midwife because things are happening. Things are going down. And there's no stopping it. And there's no stopping the plan. This was God's plan. God would work through a nation he chose to effect a plan that would save the world, that would bring peace, and that would bring justice, and that would bring righteousness. Living rightly before God and living rightly with one another. And we look for this in other places. We have looked for this. We have looked for something to save us in other places, and we do look for something to save us in other places. Whether it's an empire, or country, or ourselves, or wealth, or property, or income. In those days, a decree went out from the ruler of the empire, and it was a decree about taxes. It was a census. In other words, let us in the empire figure out where everybody lives and how many of them there are and how much they're worth and how much tax they can pay, because these are the things that are important, right? And they say that there are only two things inevitable in this life, and one is taxes. And the other, as you know, is this, that as sure as a baby is born, one day they're going to die. And there's nothing unusual about a couple having a baby. This is the thing about this story as we read it in Luke, particularly the first 8 verses. There's nothing unusual in the story. A couple is having a baby. There's nothing unusual about there not being room for travelers. There's nothing unusual about migrants not being welcomed. There's nothing unusual about finding a newborn in Jesus' time who's wrapped in bands of cloth. This is what they did. This is what they used to make sure that the little baby's limbs would be straight. There's nothing unusual in this. It would be like today saying you will go and find the baby lying in a car seat. And friends, there's nothing unusual about candles. There's nothing unusual about the product of a grape harvest. There's nothing unusual about bread. And there's nothing particularly unusual about putting musical notes together with words. Rhyme. There's nothing unusual about this scene as it's described by Luke. There's no halos around any of the Holy Family. There's no angel glow. There's simply this. Except here's the thing. I said that the arrival of a baby changes things. And the arrival of a baby changed everything. Everything has changed, you see, for a child has been born to us, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And there's a glow in this story, make no mistake, but it's appearing in nearby fields. You see, because shepherds received the news, and we're all very familiar with the story, I'm sure. A glow appears in nearby fields, and the news comes to a group of shepherds, people who slept rough, people who slept out in the fields, actually, with their sheep. They were considered low class, light-fingered even. You had to watch your belongings when shepherds were around. This was the reputation. But with the coming of this baby, you see, everything has changed. And this baby will usher in a kingdom in which it's not about how much we make. It's not about what part of town, rather, we live in. Or how much our property is worth, if we even have it. Or how much whatever, and fill in the blank yourselves for the things that the messages with which we are assailed day after day tell us are the things of ultimate importance. In fact, this baby would grow up, and he would teach that he could be found in those that society considers the least, the hungry, the prisoner, the stranger. How can we call this a good night? And we can. Because everything has changed. And this is not just any baby, but this is the one long promised who would enable humanity to live in loving harmony with its creator. Who would enable humanity to live in harmony and indeed with one another and with all of creation. The one to save us, the Christ, the chosen one, the Son of God, the Lord. This is the one whom we're invited to call our Lord. The one to whom to pledge our allegiance. The one on whom to found our lives. The one on whom to found everything. And this is our invitation, friends, tonight. To welcome this child. To welcome this child for whom we've been waiting through these weeks of Advent, the same way a midwife welcomes a baby with open arms. With open arms. And say, welcome, Jesus. Welcome. The shepherds went with haste and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. And to welcome Jesus is to realize that this is not just another baby. And the carols we sing, friends, are not just a combination of music and lyrics. They speak the truth about who this child is, just as the angels sang the truth about who this child is so long ago. And we love the carols so. And how wonderful to have a chance to be together and sing them, yes? The candles that we light are not just a collection of wax and wick, but they point rather toward the one who is the light of the world. The cup and the bread which we are going to share are not just about grape juice, and they're not just about the product of baking, but they point to something else, friends. They point to something else, and they point to a great mystery in which we're invited to step in. Tonight, and every night of our lives, and every day of our lives. I asked earlier how we can call this night good. How can we call this night good? And we can call this night good the same way we call a certain Friday good. I said earlier, as surely as a baby is born, that baby is going to die, and you may be thinking, well, Merry Christmas to you too, buddy. And I'm not saying that to bring us down or to cast a pall on all our Christmases, not at all. Because the death of this baby, as horrible as it was, is something his followers are able to call good, because it was not the end of his story. And the wood of the manger points to the wood of the cross, and on that cross, Christ would show that there is no suffering, that there's no grief, there's no mourning, there's no sorrow, from which God cannot bring life. From which God does not bring life. Not even death. Because the Son of God dealt death and the powers of death and darkness that would keep us from God a resounding defeat, when 3 days later he rose to life. And hence we call it good. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And this is why we call this night good, friends. This baby who would die and would be raised to life and would return to his father has promised to come back, and he's promised to establish justice and righteousness for all. And we look forward to this day, and he has promised the end of mourning and the end of tears and the renewal of all things, and we're invited to welcome him this night. To welcome him every day. To place him over and above all the things that we would call Lord, the things that enslave us, and to say along with his dear mother, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your will. This is our invitation. This is a good night, friends, because Jesus is here. Jesus is here, and the only qualification we need to welcome him is to say, I need you. That's it. Someone said this, humble self-abandonment is quite enough to give us God. That's it. I like that. Humble self-abandonment is quite enough to give us God. And this is a good night, friends, because God is with us. In the midst of all our rushing around and our preparations and our stressing about how to have the perfect Christmas, or our pining for Christmases of days gone by, or our wondering what the big deal is of all this Christmas thing, in the midst of all that, Christ is born. Christ is born. Someone greater and wiser and kinder than us has arrived. And it is right and good and proper and fitting for us to stand or to sit or to kneel in awe and thanksgiving before the one who is God's love for us made flesh. This is what we're doing. In this silence, how wonderful to have the chance to do that. As we gather around this table, friends, in a few moments, may this be the response of each and every one of our hearts. My beloved friends, a good night to each and every one of you, and Merry Christmas.